Henry gets the carry running left. Henry to the 25, Henry to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Two,
yes!
Three.
Yes! Yes!
Touchdown, Titans! As the Titans will run out of Baltimore with a shocker in OT.
Walk off. It's more like a runoff here. As we welcome you back, starting lineup 99.1. You're listening to the Esports Animal. You heard that call on our sister station, News Talk 98.7 WOKI. As the author of that call joins us now, as he does each and every Tuesday, 8:15 here on TSL, it's our friend Mike Keith. Mike, I was in the car. I listened to the entire broadcast, and the moment it stood out to me, you said it perfectly. I thought you described it accurately. When Baltimore and Tennessee get together, it's a root canal game. There's going to be some pain. Some people are going to get hurt. There were a lot of injuries. But you know what? If you're going to get beaten, if you're going to become black and blue, if you're going to be bloody, it's better to come out with your hand raised, is it not? It was really kind of a 12-15 round boxing match. Derrick Henry was the one to make sure the Titans' hands were raised. Good morning.
Good morning. I kind of think it was Dusty Rhodes against Ric Flair.
Thank you.
Starcade. You know, that's what it – that's kind of what it feels like more than a boxing match. It's, you know, those games, I call them the six Excedrin games because you take two before, two during, and two after. And we finally got back to the hotel. We had to stay in Baltimore Sunday night. And we got back to the hotel and, you know, we picked up some food and sat down at the tables, you know, separately from one another, and everybody just basically fell asleep while they were eating dinner. You were just so exhausted. So I can't imagine how the players on both sides felt. But those are Titans Ravens games. They have gone on forever, and to win it is so much better because we have lost several of them. You know, the series is 13-12 Titans right now, which is only kind of fitting. I mean, it really, really is. And, I was just very glad when it was over and the Titans had won.
Really good game from Corey Davis in this one. I mean, it's the kind of game I think the Titans fans have been looking for the majority of his career. 5 catches, 113, big plays as well. Was there anything that the Ravens were doing? Were they trying to take away A.J. Brown, and so that left Davis with an opportunity? Have you seen improvements with Davis's game? What was behind Corey Davis's kind of improved play in this game?
Well, he's had a really good year. You know, he's done an outstanding job for us. He's our leading receiver. And while A.J. gets lots of press, and A.J. deserves tons of press, and I love A.J., and the play he made was spectacular with the go-ahead touchdown in regulation, Corey has really figured out a lot about himself as a route runner. And, you know, a lot of the things they like to do with him, so much of it is about timing and spacing. Because if they're going to run some sort of zone, you've got to make sure that you're sitting down in that right spot so that you're able to catch the ball and make something happen. You know, if you run too far, you run yourself out of the play. If you're not there quickly enough or you don't take the right angle, it's not a good throw for Tannehill. And so he's just continued to be an improved player. You know, a lot of him – he had a good second year, and then last year he regressed, and we learned after the fact he played the majority of the year with a toe injury, which was a big deal. And so to see him playing this well right now is very exciting. He's one of my very favorite Titans, and so I'm excited for him to have all this success.
Mike Keith joining us on the program today, being brought to you by GoForth Tires. Of course, you can find them locally, family operated for over 47 years. They can actually find any tires that outfit any vehicle. If they don't have it, they can find it. Check it out, GoForthTire.com. How much of the success for the Titans on Sunday, Mike, had to do with the fact, seemed early in the first half, Ravens were extending drives, they were converting on third down. But I'll be darned if I wasn't going exit to exit on my trip home Sunday afternoon, and it seemed that if it was third down at any distance, the Titans defense found a way to get off the football field and get the ball back in the hands of Ryan Tannehill. Ravens got up early, but it was the effectiveness on third down defense, I believe, that got Tennessee back in that game.
They did. You know, the last three third downs the Ravens had, they did not convert. The other thing that they didn't do is they didn't score in the red zone.
Right.
Well, they didn't score touchdowns in the red zone. The Titans forced them to kick field goals. And that's a lot of this game today. I mean, with how much of the NFL is set up for offense, you know, teams are averaging 361 yards a game in total offense. That's the average. So, I mean, people move the ball today. And you don't shut anybody out. And it's about turnovers, and it's about red zone defense, and it's really about third down defense. Those are the things that come into play so much. On Sunday, the red zone defense, to me, was the biggest key. The fact that they forced Justin Tucker to come in and kick short field goals instead of giving Lamar Jackson a chance to score touchdowns. And that's where Jackson's having issues this year. They are not nearly as dominant in the red zone as they were a year ago.
Three-game stretch that we kind of talked about, I guess, or before this last week's game, Mike, that Ravens, Colts, Browns. The Titans have to at least at best split these two, if not win both of them, right, to feel good about their chances for the playoffs?
Well, this one this week is just massive because we're both 7-3. If you win, you take the obvious one-game lead in the division. If Indy wins, they take a two-game lead in the division because they will have swept us. If we win, we have probably a game and a half lead in the division because we will have split the series with Indy, and they also have a loss to Jacksonville in the division, and so that's a divisional tiebreaker. We do have Cleveland coming in after that, and Cleveland's probably going to come in 8-3. I think they'll beat Jacksonville. So, you know, I mean, we've got a lot of work to do. I mean, we knew it. You know, we knew it when we saw the schedule, and you felt like the schedule might be backloaded, and it's turned out to be. But, you know, Indy's schedule is backloaded too. They've still got a game with Pittsburgh left. We've still got a trip to Green Bay left. This one is just so massive in so many different ways. And for us too, it's big because of how poorly we played against them 12 days ago. We stunk up the joint. And that's not – how we played against the Ravens is a lot more of who we think we are than how we played against the Colts. And if you're the Titans, what you're saying is let's go out and play the way we know how we can play, and then let's take our chances. If they win, they win. But when you go play poorly, that just crushes your soul because you don't feel like you give yourself a chance. And I think – I don't know what shape the Titans are going to be in. This ball club is so beat up. I have no idea who's going to play left tackle right now. I don't even know if he's on the roster right now. So, I mean, we've got some serious issues, but, you know, nobody cares. You know, nobody's going to sit around and, you know, play the fiddle for you and cry. I mean, this is the NFL. This is the way it works.
Well, Mike, much like Derrick Henry, we'll run you off on this question quickly, about 30 seconds, so we can let you go. Ravens have got some issues COVID-wise. Do you have any issues or reason to believe that perhaps this could affect the Titans in some way possible after those two teams got together this past weekend?
You know, I don't right now, but you don't know. And it's a great question, Tyler. Those guys that reportedly have COVID, we tackled numerous times on Sunday. But the thing that we've seen so far in football is it doesn't seem like it's being transmitted on the field during the course of play. I mean, that's how it seems. But, you know, I understand, having lived through it like we have, I take nothing for granted. You know, I almost wear my mask around my dogs. I mean, that's how safe I try to be because I just, golly, I mean, who knows? I mean, it has been a long 2020, that's for sure.
Mike, gobble, gobble. We appreciate it as always, sir. Enjoy the time with the family. We know you've got a busy thing to do next door to us.